are Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
After one game, the ACC has literally turned upside down. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. When Florida State lost on a field goal to Georgia Tech in Dublin to open the college football season, the balance of power in a conference fighting for its own future went topsy-turvy. And until the Seminoles face Boston College on Monday night, they will remain the first ACC team in history to be in 17th and last place. Think about that. In the formative days of the Atlantic Coast Conference, you could be last by being in 8th place. For a few years after South Carolina left the league, last place was 7th place. As the ACC gradually expanded, last place teams could be all the way down to 14th place. But with the end of two football divisions, the admission of Cal, Stanford, and SMU means last place is 17th place. And that it happened to Florida State was truly ironic, because Seminole Nation is still smarting from going undefeated and winning the ACC championship and still being left out of the college football playoff, which accelerated the legal battle against the ACC and an attempt with Clemson to flee for the SEC or the Big Ten or any league that might pay them more than the financially lagging good old ACC. It also means that it's a wide open race to finish first or second and qualify for the conference title game in Charlotte on December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. And with Clemson under so much stress that Coach Dabo Swinney is not taking live calls to his coach's show due to the infamous heckler last season, the Tigers have lost the tag of dynasty after a 9-4 record and now open the new campaign Saturday against number one Georgia and go to smarting FSU on October 5th. It's way too early to begin theorizing about who will make it to Charlotte, but what Georgia Tech showed was that a team picked as low as 10th in preseason polls can turn out to be much better than that. Certainly Louisville and Miami and Virginia Tech and NC State and possibly Carolina might have a say in that matter, or even first place, Georgia Tech. Louisville and Miami play on October 19th, and the next week Miami goes to Tallahassee. Virginia Tech's toughest games on paper look like at Miami and at home against Clemson 6 weeks later. State plays at Clemson and UNC. The Tar Heels' only games against the reshuffled top tier of the ACC are at home versus Georgia Tech on October 12th, at Florida State on November 2nd, and the regular season finale in Chapel Hill against the Wolfpack, trying to break a three-game losing streak to the arch football rival. It may well go down to that last weekend to find out the best teams in the 2024 ACC standings. This is Archansky. See you at the Casual Pint.